This is Dr. Singham dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first initial is E. Last name is Katz, K-A-T-Z. Silverstein, S-I-L-V-E-R-S-T-E-I-N. Date of birth is 2/8/1948. Date of evaluation is 10/31/2023. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for chief complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who was admitted here on 10/26/2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she had sepsis and underwent dialysis and has right leg swelling. Patient also reports that she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and has a past history of breast cancer. She reports that she came here for physical therapy and thinks that she hasn't been getting enough therapy as she was expecting. She thinks that she might need surgery and chemotherapy for pancreatic cancer. She denies worrying about mortality. He reports that she's going through divorce and reports that she's been married for 36 years and described her husband as, quote, mean and verbally abusive, unquote. Patient talked about her niece and reports that she is supportive. He reports her niece is a CEO for a Michigan snow machine company. Here, patient acknowledged feeling down, sad at times, and reports that sometimes her sleep is not good. Period, she denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, reports that she stays active, playing word games and card games. Next paragraph, no history of OCD or PTSD, but reports long-standing history of anxiety for which she has been taking Xanax for years. She denies the need for any dose reduction of Xanax. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, kidney, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior outpatient number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. Current occupation, not working. Relationship, current relationship, married but getting divorced. Number of children. None. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under panel status examination, blood pressure 96 over 63, pulse 69, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, coherent mood, mildly anxious, thought process logical, association normal, thought content, no suicidal ideation, perceptual disturbance, no paranoia or delusional thinking, level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, intact for recent remote events, attention, concentration, with a normal language, normal fund of knowledge, normal insight, judgment, normal. Next paragraph, medications. CMAR Xanax 1 milligram HS and 0.5 milligram in the morning. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan adjustment disorder with anxiety, F43.22. Plans continues Xanax as well as supportive therapy. Number two, generalized anxiety disorder, 41.1. Patient could benefit from psychotherapy to improve coping skills. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors in new concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient reports that she is comfortable on current dose of Xanax and denies the need for any dose reduction at this time. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative check-up, risk benefit analysis, common side effects of benzodiazepines. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. The resident has been given education on adverse effects and goals of treatment. Next paragraph, end of dictation.